Medrash and Psikta Rabosi Parsha Vov says the following: Vatishlam kol ha-melocha asher osa ha-melech Shlomo beis Hashem. That's going on that pasuk where Shlomo Melech finished the melocha of the Beit Hamikdash. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu Neir shel Chanukah shehoisir shemen mahu tzarech lasis. You light Neir Chanukah and the shemen left over from what you lit, what do you do with it? Limdunu Rabbeinu, our Rebbe's taught us, Rabbeinu taught us, Neir shel Chanukah shehoisir shemen, it says here v'chulei, and then it says kidle'el ad osam liyishtamesh himenu, which is referring to earlier in Parsha Gimel in the Psikta, where this whole thing is brought as well, this part about the shemen. And there it says the following. This is what it means here. Limdunu Rabbeinu, Ner shel Chanukah shehoisir shemen b'yom harishayin moisif olav shemen umadlika b'yom hasheni. Vim hoisir b'yom sheni moisif olav umadlika b'yom hashlishi. V'chein b'shar kol ayom. Aval im hoisir b'yom hashmini oisa lo medura v'sayrfa b'fnei atzmai lomo kivan shehikta l'mitzvah l'mitzvah osir l'hishtamish imenu. So that's what they mean to bring over here. Claire de Shaila, what do you do with the shemen from the Ner Chanukah that's left over? And the answer is that what's left over from every day you can add and use for the next day, but what's left over after the eighth day, you're not allowed to use it for anything, you just burn it to get rid of it because it was huktzah l'mitzvah. Then the Medrash here goes on and says that we find three Chanukahs. At Moitze Zaysa Chanukah She'onu Oisim Zecher L'Chanukahs Beis Chashmonoi. And what is that for? Al She'osu Milchoma, because they made a Milchoma, V'nitzchu L'bnei Yovan, V'onu Achshav Madlikin, and we light candles now, as part of that Chanukah. V'chein, another Chanukah, V'sho She'nigmur Amalechas HaMishkon Asum Chanukah, K'moy She'kosuv, Zays Chanukahs HaMizbeach. And the third, v'af beis hamikdash v'shoa shenivne osu loy chanukah k'mo shekosav v'yachnachu v'yachanchu es beis Hashem emosay chinchu. When was it that they did that? V'shoa shenigmur akol malachto minayin. How do you know? Mima shekoru v'novi v'tishlam kol malocha asher osu ha-melech Shlomo beis Hashem. This pasuk on which this medrash is going. So we see that the medrash here in the Psikta singled out three Chanukahs: the Chanukah of Beis Chashmonoi, the Chanukah of the Mishkan, and the Chanukah of the Mikdash. What's interesting is that earlier in Parsha Beis, in the Psikta, it mentions twice, and Mefarshim Taka try to understand why does it repeat itself twice there, but it says there twice, Al Kol Panim, that there are seven Chanukahs. Chanukahs Briyasa Shel Olam, Chanukahs Moshe, Chanukahs Abayis, Chanukahs Beis Bay Sheni, Chanukahs Achoyma, Chanukahs Beis Chashmonoi, Chanukahs Olam Habo. It's seven. Now, if there it says seven, and here it singles out specifically the Chanukahs Beis Chashmonoi, the Chanukahs HaMishkan, and the Chanukahs HaMikdash, it would appear that there's a Kesher Pnimi, that there's some particular Kesher between these three, that these three Be'etzim all comprise one thing. And that needs a Hesmer. That's what I'd like to discuss back. Another ha'ara in the Psikta is in the Hemshech, and what's the kesher of the inyanim mentioned in there? In one keta, it brings this pasuk of Atishlam Kol HaMelocha, which is the Chanukah of the Mikdash. Clears this, all of a sudden thrown in the middle of, and then it goes on after this Shaila LaHalocha with the Shemen, and goes on and discusses the Chanukahs that there are, which would be the natural topic of going on this pasuk. But here, it threw in the middle the Shiloh about what do you do with the Shemen that's left over. It was obvious that there's a Kesher between this Shiloh of the Shemen left over, what do you do with it, and the fact that Chanukah's Beis HaChashmonoi, the fact that it's Chanukah's Beis HaChashmonoi, that it somehow gives us an idea of where this is coming from, this muktzah, that it's asur, that you can't use it afterwards, and it's uktzah l'mitzvah. It gives us a certain havana, and there must be some kesher to Chanukah, to the Chanukahs that they have, because that's the two things that are brought b'chod ha'machta over here in the Psikta. That needs a hesmer. Also, it's interesting to note that while it seems that there is a kesher between the three, the way they're brought in the Psikta is also different. The Chanukahs HaMizbeach, I mean, the Chanukahs HaMishkan And the Chanukas, the Beis HaMikdash, is the Guf of the Uvda. The Melacha was built. It was built, and that's it. And they made a Chanukah for what was completed. They made a Chanukah for what was built. They're Mechanech, what was built. They're Mechanech it with lighting the menorah and the oil, whatever, but they're Mechanech what was built. Here, in terms of the Chashmonoim, it's not what was built. Chazal tell us here, what is it for? Al she'asu melchama. They made a milchama with the Yavanim. They made a milchama with the Yavanim, and they emerged victorious. V'nitzchu b'nei Yavan. V'anu achshav madlikim. So it's not because of something that was built, it's because of a victory of a melacha over Yavan. So you see that even though this is the difference, because this is because of a victory over Yavan, the Chanukah of the Mikdash, the Chanukah of the Mishkan is for the building of the Binyan. But nonetheless, they're all put together over here and singled out that these three have some particular kesher. Also interesting to note is this Lashon of the Psikta that said that what did they do? Ve'onu achshav madlikin. What's the onu achshav madlikin? The madlikin neiros. What's onu achshav madlikin? What are Chazal coming to tell us with this? Now, Svarim say, bring down from the Tikkuta, Tikkuni HaZoyar, that Chanukah comes out on Chof Hei Kislev is not a coincidence. Nothing's a coincidence. In Tikkuni HaZoyar state that the reason why Chanukah comes out on Chof Hei Kislev is Mechuvin Kenegid the Chof Hei Oisiyus that are in the Pasuk Rishon of Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is 25 letters. That means that there's a kesher mesuyam between Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Yimei Chanukah, That obviously the inyan of the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, these 25 verses define and give us a gilui as to what the teichen apnimi of Chanukah is, that it falls out dafka on Chof Hei. So these are problems zikher dvarim amukim that we have no shaykhes to. But al derech avoided, there has to be something which we can take, al pi where we're holding, that it should be a limud for us how to approach Chanukah and what the avoida of Chanukah is for us. Now, the Mishkan is called Mishkan HaEdus. And Chazal are Masbir. Why is it called Mishkan HaEdus? That's what's a loymar, Edus li Yisrael, shenitzkaper lohem avoino Edus. It's Edus LeYisrael Shenizkaper Lehem Aveinu Egel. That's one fact. So the Mishkan, Tashuas Hashchina in the Mishkan, is an Edus to Klal Yisrael that it was Nizkaper Lehem the Cheto Egel. Also, Mefurish, we know, is that when was the Tzivui of Melechus HaMishkan given? The Tzivui of Melechus HaMishkan was given on Yom Kippur. Now, the Cheto Egel was Nizkaper on Yom Kippur. And the tzivui of the Melechus HaMishkan, which that was when they Moshe Rabbeinu came down, that's when they got the kapara for the Chet HaEgel. And on that Yom Kippurim, there was a tzivui for Melechus HaMishkan. So the Melechus HaMishkan will serve as an edus, then it was Niskaper Lehem on Yom Kippur. That means, putting this all together, there's a kesher between the Mishkan, the kapara for the Chet HaEgel, and Yom Kippur, that they're all connected. They're all connected. The Yom Kippur and the Mishkan are connected, and the Kapar of the Chet HaEgel and the Mishkan are connected. I'd like to be masber exactly what that yesod is. So to understand that, let's first focus on the Kapar of Yom Kippur. I saw brought down B'Shem de Gro that Yom Kippur is Me'ein Olam Haba, that the way it's this Kapar and Yom Kippur is a person is through the Inuyim and the Avedas of Yom Kippur, is this Allah to a place higher than where we are, to a Darga where the Gashmi is Nika, things are bottled. And over there it's not Shayach Navera because there's no other thing than the Rabbeinu Shel Olam there. So Mamela, it's not Shayach Navera, and that's how you become the Skaper, how you become absolved and Nitar from the Averas. So I tried to find where this going is, and I don't know where it is. I asked a few people. I couldn't find where this going is. But what I did find in my search, interestingly enough, is not a goyin, but a Balatanya. A Balatanya in Likutei Torah, in Parshas Kisavoy. So the Baal HaTanya says as follows. The Baal HaTanya says as follows. He writes like this: "Vezel inyan Yom Kippur, shehu me'ein olam haba." That Yom Kippur is me'ein olam haba. Olam ha'tainuk, it's the olam of the ultimate tainuk. She'ein bo achila u'shtia, no achila, no shtia. Lefi shekol Yisrael mis'alim bo, because all of Klal Yisrael are mis'ala on Yom Kippur, ilui rav. U'kedechsiv, ki v'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem, v'chulei lefi lifnei Hashem titharu. Pirush, he teaches, she'mechaper u'metaher kol ha'avaynes ha'mavdilin, v'koireya kol ha'mesochim, all barriers, all avaynes gone, v'ein shum mosach mavdil bein Yisrael la'avim shana shomayim. And there's no mosach, there's no barrier separating Klal Yisrael me'avim shana shomayim. And he teaches a very different thing, v'zeu lifnei Hashem titaru. What does that mean? How do you get, how do you attain the titaru of Yom Kippur? Because you get to a darga of lifnei Hashem, you're in a darga where there's no masach hamavdil between you and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Al yedei that you're with the, there is no mukum, there's no tzad for an avera, there's no tzad for anything other than ratzon Hashem. Where there's nothing other than ratzon Hashem, you become absolved of any kesher. It's mufka from any kesher of an avera, and that's the tahara that one attains on Yom Kippur. It's because he gets to a bechina of lifnei Hashem, and in lifnei Hashem there's no chet, there's no tzad chet, there's no tzadra. That's the darga. So the darga, the maila of Yom Kippur, is lifnei Hashem. You find a shtickle like this in the Pirkei Rabbi Lozer, Perek Mem Vov. It says, "Yesh lecha am echad ba'aretz kemalochei asharis b'shamayim, malamalochei asharis ein lehem kfitzim, that they don't jump around, they don't move. Kachem Yisrael oimdim al ragleim b'yom kippurim, and they don't move anywhere. They're bottled to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Malamalochei asharis ein lehem achilu ushtia, kach Yisrael ein lehem achilu ushtia b'yom kippur. Malamalochei asharis." Nekiyim mikol chet, kach Yisrael nekiyim mikol chet b'yom kippurim. Ma malochei ashores, shalom mitoich b'neihem, kach em Yisrael shalom mitoich b'neihem. V'akadosh Baruch Hu shemei asirosan shel Yisrael min hakateger shelahem u'mechaper al hamizbech. So there it just says that they'd like David to malochei ashores because they were perish from everything and there's nothing else other than the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Baal HaTanya and this Goyen, right, expound on this and develop it further and explain the Oymek HaDvarim, that what you're be'etzim doing over here is leaving behind the Olam HaGashmi and putting yourself in a different place, Bechlal, that's called Lifnei Hashem. And in a place that's Lifnei Hashem, the mensch is mufka Bechlal from Netiyah's Gashmias and from any shaykhus or possibility of Avera. And that's how you become Tor. That's how you become Lifnei Hashem Titor. Nimtzino lemeidim that the shayrish of the tahara of the kapara that one attains, that one can attain on Yom Kippur, is because of his this gather of lifnei Hashem titara. So the first thing we can understand with this, that's a matzah of lifnei Hashem defined as you're in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is so clear, so bright that there's no possibility of any other machshavah. So you're in that matzav where you can't have an avera, and memela, you're nitar. That's tar. You're tar because you have no shachas to an avera. That's how one is purified, clean, totally cleansed. That's this idea of lifnei Hashem. So then we already have a good havana in why the Mishkan is considered an edus sheniskaper lehem avein eigel. Right. How was it Niskaper, the Avayna Egel? Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur? Klal Yisrael was Nis'alit to Adarga, for the Tfilis of Meshra, and the Tshuva was Nis'alit to Adarga of Lifnei Hashem. Of Lifnei Hashem. That's what the Yisod, the Sheirish, that's the first Yom Kippur, is that Yom Kippur. The Sheirish of Yom Kippur is Lifnei Hashem. What's the Sheirish of the Shechina, the Ashras HaShechina, and the Mishka? Various Karbonis It says that you have to be that the Bala Korban has to come Omad Lifnei Hashem in Shar Nikon or whatever, wherever it was in the Mishkan, Migdash. There's an inyan of Lifnei Hashem. What does that mean? What's the bechina of the Hashuas Hashchina that you have in the Mikdash? What's the bechina of the Hashuas Hashchina that you have in the Mishkan? That's called Lifnei Hashem. The Mishkan is the presence of Hashem, the very clear and borer presence and indisputable presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They kachted, one can't understand. There's nothing else in there. So the Eivishter, by giving the tzivui to say, I'm going to put a matzav of Lifnei Hashem, you are going to be zeicher, you are worthy of having a Lifnei Hashem in front of you. That is the symbol, that's the symbol, that's the edus, that miskaper lehem the Chet HaEgel. Because the Chet HaEgel was a Chet where they weren't in that matzav. There were matzav of Avera, where there's a matzav of Eila Lehecha Yisrael, where they didn't have this thing that there's an Eid Milvada, just the Rabbeinu Shalom and no welcome for anything else. That's a level that they had to attain. So if he gave them the Mishkan with the Lifnei Hashem, which comes with Hashvat Hashchin and the Mishkan, it's a simon, it's an edus that it was miskaper the Chet HaEgel, and that they were successful in being this Allah to a Madrega of Lifnei Hashem, and thereby becoming Torah. That's, so we understand that Yom Kippur and the Mishkan, right? Yom Kippur, the Mishkan, and Kapara for Chet HaEgel, it's all Hainu Hach. We understand what the Eidus is, and we understand what that Indian is. So that's starting from, we understand the Yom Kippur, and what the nature of the Mishkan is, that it's a Bechina of Lifnei Hashem. The Mishkan and the Mikdash are a Bechina of Lifnei Hashem, and Lifnei Hashem is what gave the Kapara for the Chet HaEgel. That was the Yom Kippur. Now it's Yadua, very famous Medrash, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Parshas Avov, Lis Dalet. The Medrash there says, on the Pasuk V'aretz, I says, Soyu V'ayu, V'vayu. So it's Merum is there, Chazal Ke Yadua Darshan, the Dalet Malchis. So we'll focus now on Yovan. On Yovan it says, V'chayshech, Ze Golus Yovan, She'ichshicha Einayim Shal Yisrael, B'gzeray Seyen, Yovan, was machshich einayim shel Yisrael b'gzeresayim, shehoisa imeres lohem, kisvu al keren hashoyer, she'ein lechem chelik b'lekei Yisrael. Yovan is choshech. The description of the galus of Yovan, of the shayrish of the Yovanim, is choshech. And what did they do to demonstrate this choshech, to bring this choshech, rachman of the tzlan upon Klal Yisrael? Kisvu lochem al keren hashoyer, she'ein lechem chelik b'lekei Yisrael. And Rashi there in the Pirush Rashi on the Medrash says, "Nzele shoynei, vosep es al keren hashoyer, lefi shekivon she'asisem tavnis shoyer by the Chet HaEgel, me'oisa sho gilisem bedaitchem she'ein kulam she'ein lechem chelik." You were megala. What did they want to point out? Kisvu lechem. That what did the Chet HaEgel signify? That this. The shayr here is reminiscent of the Chet HaEgel. That you already, what was the yisod of the Chet HaEgel? The Chet HaEgel was, there was an Eloi Le'echa Yisrael. The Einoi Milvadai became obscured, became unclear, became choshuch. So Lemaise Klal Yisrael had a kapara and got to a matzav of Lifnei Hashem with Yom Kippur and that. But what are the Yavanim coming to say? Ain't no such thing. The kisvu lochem al keren hashar, that from that time taka it became mu'urpal. It became nuchach that you don't have this chelik b'lekei Yisrael, that is your whole metzias, is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You don't have that anymore. That means, in a sense, that the Yevonim coming to Klal Yisrael, the chayshach of the Yevonim coming to be machshach reneim of Klal Yisrael, can be referred to in a sense as the Chet HaEgel b'madura tinyan. B'madura kam of the Chet HaEgel was niskaper. Because of Klal Yisrael and the Misyavnim and whatever became obscured then for whatever chatayim, the Yevonim got this koyach, and the Yevonim are machshich reneim of Klal Yisrael. Machshich reneim of Klal Yisrael, meaning that they obscure this, that the oyer of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which renders it very clear and indisputable that the everything is the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's nothing else, that becomes choshuch, that becomes dark, you can't see that anymore. And if you can't see that anymore, so there's room for other things, Rachmana Litzlan. And that was established, the Yevonim come to say, that you did by the Chet HaEgel, Kisvu Lachem, that is taka what your Metzius is, that there is no Lifnei Hashem, that everything is what you have now with the Misyavnim and the Yevonim, that there's plain Chochma that has nothing to do with the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kisvu Lachem al Keren Hashar, that you live by that Egel of the Chet HaEgel. That's the Hamshach. That's Al Kaponim according to Rashi. I have a feeling that the Rambam doesn't learn like that, because the Rambam, when he brings the Kisvu Lachem Al Keren Asher She'ein Lachem Chelek V'Kei Yisrael, the Rambam afterwards says V'Chir Shubot, and then go and plow with it. So the Rambam seems to be, according to this pshat of Rashi, V'Chir Shubot is not really so relevant. The Rambam seems to say it's something else, that the Shor is symbolic of the work that a person does. And the Yevonim came to say that the Ratzon Hashem, it's all intellectual, but in terms of this world is all our Chachma. It has nothing to do with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So in the Keren Asher, when you go V'chir Shubo, when you go to plow, that the Eibishter has no Chelik, Ein Lachem Chelik V'Elikei Yisrael, this plowing and what you're doing and accomplishing in the plowing has nothing to do with the fact that you're have a chelik b'likei Yisrael. That's what it would seem in the Rambam, but Al Kaponim Rashi very clearly makes this tzushtal to the Chet HaEgel, and this seems to be the type. It's a Madura Tenyana of the Chet HaEgel, brings back the same problem of the Chet HaEgel. Just like there, it's Urpal, it's hazy, it becomes obscured, the oir of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, where one can see that there's nothing other than the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what happens here with the Kayach of the Yevanim and the Misyavnim. It's the same thing, and it brings back that Cheshach that there would be that wasn't the Chet HaEgel. That Cheshach that there wasn't the Chet HaEgel. Now, we left one thing out of that Yom Kippur. On that Yom Kippur, so it became the Skaper, the Chet HaEgel, and they had a Tzivui of the Mishkan. There's one other thing that came on that Yom Kippur, which is not in any way coincidental, and that's the Luch HaShniyos. The Luch HaShniyos were given to Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. The Luch HaShniyos, as we all know, are the Shayrish of Tayrus of Baal Peh. The Luch HaShniyos, everything was clear, there would be no mocking for Amelus, everything was straight, you see everything. The Luch HaShniyos is not like that, you need Omol, you have to work, and that's all of Tayrus of Baal Peh. The Amelus Mitzvah, to get to build the whole thing in Torah Shabbal Pen, to come to that Havana. Now, it's not Stam that this happened on Yom Kippur also, because what's Munach in here is in giving the Luch HaShniyos, it's the safeguard, it's the antidote to a Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel happened without this. To prevent the Chet HaEgel, the antidote to the Chet HaEgel is Torah Shabbal Pen. The oyer of Torah Shabbal Peh. How? The same way. Because a person through the limud of Torah Shabbal Peh becomes dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, becomes nis'ale, darga achar darga from the Torah, you're dovuk and you enlight the light of the oyer of Torah Shabbal Peh. And the light of Torah Shabbal Peh lights everything up so clearly that there's nothing other than the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Your life becomes nothing other than one big parsha of Avodas Hashem. One klali is the parsha of Avodas Hashem. The oir of Torah Shebaal Peh, which was nischadesh in the Luch HaShniyos, that is where you have the kayach. Even if there's no mikdash, even when the mikdash is tomei, even wherever you can go, Klal Yisrael's kayach to go with the kayach of Torah Shebaal Peh, and the oyer of Torah Shebaal Peh can counteract the chayshech of Yovan. This is what Chazal are stressing when they're saying that deloike the Mishkan, Chanukas HaMishkan, and deloike Chanukas HaMikdash, the Chanukah, what was done in the Melchama of the Yevanim was, what was the Chanukah's Bei Zecher, the Chanukah's Bei Sechashmanoi, al she'osu Melchama v'nitzchu l'bnei Yovan. V'nitzchu l'bnei Yovan. Here they did a nitzach. It's a military nitzach. There it's a building of a Beis HaMikdash. It's a building of a Mishkan. Ma'inyan zelazeh. It's all hainu hach, even though it's different. Why? What's the union of the Mishkan? Lifnei Hashem. There's a klarkeit, there's Asheras Hashchina, you see the Rabbeinu Shalalem, there's the Rabbeinu Shalalem and nothing else. What's the Chanukah of the Mikdash? There's a Rabbeinu Shalalem, there's a Rosh Hashchina, there's nothing else. There's no question there that there's anything other than the Rabbeinu Shalalem for one who comes Tachas Kanfei Hashchina into the Mikdash, into the Kedushas HaMikdash, where the Eibush there is Mashra Shchinasa. Similarly, Hu Adin V'Hu Atam, the one who makes a Milchama with the Kayach of Torah Shebal Peh, the Chashmonaim went with the Oyer of Teirish Abal Peh. The Oyer of Teirish Abal Peh gives you the Kayach of Lifnei Hashem that you have just the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and connected the Kayach of Lifnei Hashem of Einayid Milvadai, there is nothing. The Yevonim fall apart. There's a Nitzachim connected the Yevonim Shel Olam Derech HaTeva, and there's a Nitzachim. The common denominator of all three of them being, it's a building a Mikdash made a Lifnei Hashem, which was Eidus to the Kapar of the Chetayga, like we said. Build up a Mishkan. Building a Mikdash, Hashos HaShchina, Lifnei Hashem. The Milchama of the Yevonim, they took the Kayach of Teresh of Baal Peh, which is also this Chadish on that Yom Kippur, on that Kapar of the Yom Kippur. And that also, through now, gives the Kayach to be Zaycha to a Matzav of Lifnei Hashem. And through the Oyer of Lifnei Hashem, there's no Cheshach. That's how you have a victory over the Yevonim. Now, we can also, with this, we can understand the other horrors that we had as well. The Tikkuni Hazayar that we mentioned. Tikkuni Hazayar said that the Chanukah is on Chof Hei, because the Chof Hei is the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that means the Shairish, the Chof Hei Oisius are telling you the Shairish of Chanukah. That's Musbar very well. The Yisod of Chanukah was of Chanukah's Beis HaChashmonaim. That with the Koyach of Torah, they created a matzav, they got rid of the Cheshech. That's how the Koyach, to get rid of the Cheshech of Yavon, and recreated a matzav of Lifnei Hashem. What does Lifnei Hashem mean? Einoid Milvadai. There's nothing other than the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Yichud of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? The Yichud of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So the day of the Yichud and the Koyach for the Yichud of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to have a Lifnei Hashem, to be the Nitzachon, to celebrate the Nitzachon over that to be mavlit, that the Yisod of this Inyan is this, the Yichud of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that's the Kayach of through which the entire Shabbat Peh that they have this, it's Dafkan Chofei. The Chofei Keneged, the Chofei Yaisi, is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This that was Nischadesh with the Luch HaShni is that with the Kayach of Teirish Shabbat Peh, you can go and create a matzav of Lifnei Hashem with which you can emerge victorious against Yevonim. You can go against the Kaychas of Yevonim and the Kaychas of Misyavnim and return things to a matzav of Lifnei Hashem like you have in the Mishkan, like you have in the Mikdash. That's not limited to what Bizman, that's not limited obviously to in the Mikdash, and it's not limited to Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim either. That's the inherent Kayach of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is a shtendik, is an eternal Lifnei Hashem. It has in itself the Kayach for an eternal Lifnei Hashem. Far greater, the Mikdash has a Lifnei Hashem for as long as the Mikdash is Kayim. The Mishkan had a Lifnei Hashem for as long as the Mishkan was Kayim. Torah Shebal Peh, Nischadesh and the Luch HaShniyos, that Kayach of Lifnei Hashem to be Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam through Torah with the Oyer light so light that there's nothing other than the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that can be any place, any time, not in the Mikdash, not in Zman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. With that, we can have a bit of a Tifer Havana in the famous words of the Ramban, that the Ramban in Parshas Baleischa brings B'Shem the Megillah Storim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem Aaron HaKoyen for giving with the Adlokas Aneiris, right, and nothing else in the Mishkan, he gave him there. Shalcha Godel means Shalahem, Shata Madlokas Aneiris. So the Ramban says that what's the Nechama? Because the other thing they have is only called Man Beis HaMikdash Kayim. This is Neiris Chanukah, it's Kayim Ladaris. What's the Yisod of it all? Here it has a much tiefer Yisod. It's not stam a payoff. What did they have? They had a chelik in the lifnei Hashem of the Mishkan. Aaron HaKohen felt bad. He didn't have just a chelik in the lifnei Hashem of the Mishkan. Zokter Rabbeinu Shalom, you're going to have an eternal lifnei Hashem. You have through Neiris Chanukah, you will always have that koyach of making, of making lifnei Hashem. And Neiris Chanukah did come be koyach the oir of Torah, which Aaron HaKohen brought with Hadlokas HaNeiris, that the menorah, that the oir of the menorah should be that oir of Torah Shabbat, that it should be able to be Dalek and be able eternally to have that koyach of lifnei Hashem, that the oir of Torah should bring a matzav of Einoid Milvada. That's the Nechama to Aaron HaKohen. That's Taka Meir, the Nechama. We now also understand the kesher, this whole idea of mukta magdenus hukta l'mitzvos, that you can't use it specifically as over here. What's the taich if you miyachet something to a mitzvah? Its whole tachlis becomes not to be. You take a lulav, you take a suh, an esrog. You're miyachet it for a mitzvah. The taich is, it's not there meant stam to be a fruit to be eaten. You take something and you're miyachet it. You, it's particularly here, you took the shemen, let's say, and you were miyachet it for the shemen of the menorah. What's the shemen of the menorah? You're miyachet it for einan mavada. It's like, it becomes like hegdish. It's the eibershter, right? You take this with this shemen. It's the oyer of Torah Shebaal Peh. The oyer. It's huktza for the mitzvah of hadlokas haMenorah, and that's it. So now it becomes nis'ale, where it becomes miyuchet and Rabbeinu Shalom. It becomes a bechin of hegdish. It becomes a bechin of hegdish. That's what the psikta says, that anything that's left after the eighth day, after they light on the eighth day of Chanukah, oisalei medura v'sarfa b'fneyatzmei loma, kivan shehikza le'mitzvah asu l'shtanashem. Once you were makta it for the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeiris, of Neiris Chanukah, it became a shtik Hashem. It became a chelik of the Einoid Milvadei, where there's no Adam and no Tzarchei HaAdam. Copy that. So this thing is no longer nitan letzarchei ha'odom. What's that yisod? The yisod of, because it became lifnei Hashem. What's the yisod of the Chanukah that it's talking about over here? All these Chanukahs, they bring to a lifnei Hashem. Why is this thing taka osir to be used now? Because the shemen got to a darga where it's a lifnei Hashem, where there's no tzarchei ha'odom or nitfas. That's why it's osir. That's why it's osir. What we have from all this is a havana of an aspect, at least, of the avodah of Neiris Chanukah. Neiris Chanukah is ein lanu rishus l'shtamish behem, which is probably for the same reason, because it's miyuchad for the lifnei Hashem, it's miyuchad l'mitzvah for the Eibishter, where there's no not nitvas any tzerich of the Adam. But what do we have it ein lanu rishus l'shtamish behem elo liroisam bilvad? There's an inyan liroisam. There's an inyan to see the Neiris Chanukah. There's an inyan to be mizbeinen in the Neiris Chanukah. There's an inyan to understand what this mitzvah chviva ma'id, which is how the Rambam refers to it. What it does, what koyach it has to bring us in by being dovuk in it and understanding it, to go be nis'ala to a matzav of lifnei Hashem. That's lir oisam, is to be mizbeinen, to come al yedei the Neiris Chanukah to a matzav of lifnei Hashem. Amen, ken yehi rotzeh.